Hi, everyone. My name is Rachel.
And I'm Madison.
You're listening to the second season of Tune Into Nature.
Yeah, this is our first episode as co-hosts, first episode for the second season.
This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a little bit different from the first season since we're new, but it's going to be great. We're going to delve into educating people on natural resources, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, so we're kind of going to get into the different disciplines within natural resources just because there's a lot, and some of them can have some overlap, some of them are completely different. So with each episode, we're going to bring in a different guest from a different discipline of natural resources, and they're just going to kind of talk about their experience within natural resources.
Yeah, natural resources in general, such a dynamic topic. So Madison, what the heck is natural resources to you?
For me, it's about the conservation side of it. I'm really into animals. I don't know. I like talking to people too. So it's a lot of different things for me. I want to get into more of the education side, just awareness, because natural resources is the most important thing ever for everybody. And I think it needs to be a higher priority on everybody's radar. So
Yes, definitely. Yeah, natural resources, it's such a dynamic topic. I said this earlier, but I'm repeating myself because it really is true. It's such a complex system. Like, I'm studying ecosystem science, and so I have been drilled into my brain this concept of systems thinking. So it's like, it's such a dynamic system. It's like, people rely on natural resources. We use ecosystem services for our daily lives, for energy, driving our cars, drinking water. Anything you can think of, we rely on our natural environment. So it's important to talk about these things and to promote awareness about all of the things that we need to survive.
Yeah, definitely. So for this first episode, we're actually going to interview each other just to kind of start it out. And you'll see how the interview structure will be for the episodes to come.
Yeah, and this will give us a chance for you guys to get to know us. And it'll be a very relaxed first episode.
Yeah, definitely. So, Rachel, you said you were studying ESS.
I am, Ecosystem Science and Sustainability.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm a fourth-year student right now. I'm about to graduate in May, which is terrifying. I'm also really excited, though. I was studying ESS. I came into my freshman year undeclared. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was in Army ROTC, and then I was like, no. And then I was like, I'm going to do geology. Then I decided to do biology. And then I was just kind of all over the place. So then I finally took a global environmental sustainability class that was like, whoa, this is cool. This is really important. I can make a difference with this field. I can do something with this. And so I decided to take some more ESS classes. And I fell in love with this college. Warner College in general is just amazing. I found my niche. It's my home. Yeah. I love it.
Found your home within ESS.
Yes. So Madison, what are you studying?
I'm studying Fish, Wildlife, and Conservation Biology, or FWCB, as I'll probably say from here on out, because it's a mouthful for sure. And I am a second year. I also have a minor in zoology that I just threw on because I came in freshman year also having no idea, because I was like, oh yeah, zoology sounds cool, animals, yeah. And then I was like, oh wait, no, I want to know about the earth and the environment that affects the animals and the wildlife. So I chose Warner, and here I am, and I love it. So, yeah.
It's definitely a fulfilling place to be. Mm-hmm. There's so many cool people in Warner, too. It's just, you walk into the new Warner building, and it's absolutely amazing. The community there. I always run into somebody that I see.
Yeah. So, you're from Colorado. What made you choose CSU, staying home?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've lived in Colorado my whole life. I've always felt at home here. I love the Rocky Mountains. I love hiking, biking, skiing, snowboarding. I've climbed a few 14ers, I think 10.
A few?
It's fun. I love it. It's my passion. So obviously, I was kind of drawn to natural resources just because I grew up just living in that environment. Like in high school, I had my favorite little hiking spot that I go to every weekend. And I was just interested in how these natural resources can just, you know, impact our daily lives.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. So I chose CSU basically because of all of the options. I was drawn towards natural resources, but I also was interested in all of these different things. And CSU is such a great university. It's also very research-based. And I was like, I know I'm a science person. So I was like, this is the school for me. Also, it's close to the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I chose it.
So, yeah, why did you choose to come to Colorado? You're so far from home right now.
Yeah, I'm from Maryland, Delaware. My house was literally right on the Maryland-Delaware line. I lived on a little chunk of property that was right on the water, so I grew up kayaking, canoeing, fishing, digging in the mud for frogs and things like that. But then I visited CSU for the first time just because it was on my top list of, like, you know, my top four universities that I was applying to senior year. And I saw the mountains and I was just flabbergasted. I didn't even know how to take it all in. I'd never seen mountains like the Rocky Mountains. And for when we came to visit, we actually were camping, me and my family. So we were camping in Rocky Mountain, Roosevelt National Forest, and somewhere within Poudre Canyon. We camped in three different places. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my parents didn't want me to come to CSU because it was so far away, but they knew immediately. We stepped on campus and you could see the mountains no matter where you are. And there's so many natural areas around it as far as like getting internships and, you know, being close to nature for your natural resource classes is so important just because the other schools I was looking at were in the middle of big cities. I'm like, I don't want to come to school to be in a big city. I want to go hiking. And so, yeah, CSU was obvious right away for me, mm-hmm. even though it was definitely nerve-wracking being so far from home. But my parents fully supported it. They knew. They were like, this is the place for you. So it was just undeniable at that point.
That's amazing. I'm so happy for you. It sounds like you found your good place.
Definitely.
So why did you choose Warner College?
I chose Warner College just because I wanted to get that hands-on experience because that is so important in natural resources, and Warner kind of allows you to do that no matter what major you're in. And especially with Mountain Campus, that was a big selling point for me when I was stuck between choosing zoology or FWCB, just because that hands-on experience is important to me and you can't really always get that with the zoology major. And so, yeah, I chose Warner because I wanted to get outside and learn about the outside by being outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
So, yeah, like I said before, I was undeclared for a while, so I was kind of all over the place at first. I mean, obviously, I was drawn towards natural resources, but what really made me choose Warner was the fact that it made me happy. I wanted to study something that I enjoyed studying. I was thinking about doing engineering for a little while, but I was like, oh my gosh, I would die behind a desk. I would be so miserable sitting behind a desk all day. So I'm like, my dream job is to just be outside. I love it. I care about it. It's my passion. It makes me happy. So I was like, Warner is the place to do that. Mm-hmm. You get to go to the Mountain Campus for a month. And most majors, you get to, it's required for a lot of the majors in Warner. And so I got to go up to the Mountain Campus actually last summer. And it's just an example of like, oh my God, this is where I belong. I mean, you go out there, you jump in the stream with these big rubber waders and you get to shock fish with a little probe in the water. Have you done that yet?
No, I'm going to Mountain Campus this summer and I'm so excited. Like, this is the moment I've been waiting for.
Last summer I also went on my watershed field practicum and we just explored and camped throughout the entire Southwest Colorado region. We went to Mesa Verde, we went through the San Juan Mountains, and went through Telluride and Ouray, and I'm just like, I love this major so much. I love my degree.
Yeah, those are places in Colorado I haven't even been yet, so yeah. I'm definitely excited to explore. But yeah, so we are both ambassadors for Warner. We work for Warner, we do recruitment, so you want to talk about kind of your experience with that, what we do, what you like about it?
Oh my gosh, so the SSC... just kind of, I've applied for the, okay, so let me start over. In my junior year, I applied to the SSC as a student ambassador, for a student ambassador position. And I was super excited about it because I would get to work in Warner with a bunch of students who were excited about the same things as me. I'd get to talk to other students who were thinking about going into Warner College. And so I got hired and I was super excited and I met all of these amazing people. I'm a recruitment ambassador, same as you. Madison's a recruitment ambassador too.
Yep.
So I get to talk to students almost on a daily basis, these incoming students, freshmen, seniors in high school who are thinking about joining CSU, thinking about the Warner College, and I get to share my experience, and it's a really fulfilling job to have while I'm working on campus. I can just, you know, give tours to students, you know, attend events, talk to them about what I'm passionate about. I can see them getting passionate about it too. And it's just a super fulfilling job.
Yeah, fulfilling is definitely the word for it. Just being able to share my experience with incoming or prospective students, I should say, just because as a first-generation student, I didn't have any help from my parents. I was coming from a really small town, so I didn't even have help as far as like the college search from my guidance counselors or anything, so I was all on my own. So I like being able to be that support system for students I relate to that don't necessarily have that support for themselves. So yeah. That's it, it. Fulfilling is the only word for it. I love it.
That is so great. So I guess we'll go into some off-topic, rapid-fire questions. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food is sushi, but specifically like any with eel. That's my favorite. Yeah.
Eel. Mm-hmm. I have never had eel.
It's delicious. Yeah. Like any roll with eel, it's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah. I love salmon, but.
If you were a jelly bean flavor, what would you be?
Oh, gosh.
Not what's your favorite? What would you be?
Oh, God. What would I be? I want to say bubblegum because I'm sweet and.
Classic.
Classy.
More of a juicy pear girl myself, but yeah.
Oh, yes. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is like maroony purple, you know, like purple that's like reddish, but reddish that's purple. Yeah. I say purple, but when I say purple, I mean like a deep red kind of purple.
Yeah.
I'm actually like about to dye my hair that color probably this weekend.
Like the color of your jacket right now. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And like half my wardrobe.
Nice.
Yep. What's your favorite class that you've taken so far?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, not Mountain Campus though.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Yeah, NR220 is out. No, that's obvious. That's an obvious one.
My favorite class. Let's see. My favorite class. That's a hard one. I have so many favorite classes right now.
Top three to make it a little easier.
That's a little easier. Right now, my favorite class is my ESS 440 capstone class because I get to. I'm doing a vulnerability assessment in Rocky Mountain National Park on aquatic ecosystems. So
that's so cool.
That kind of like ties into my other favorite class where I talked to this amazing person named Jill Barron, which she's amazing. She's studying like nitrogen, all of this cool stuff. We might get to interview her later, but cool. We'll see. Yeah. So yeah, I took a class. It was like environmental health. I don't remember the exact name of it, but that was another good one. And then global environmental sustainability is what got me hooked for ESS. Nice. So yeah, that one's another top.
I think my favorite one was FW111, which is outdoor skills, and it's just a one credit class. You meet like, I want to say three times during the semester for like a class.
I've taken that one.
And then you go to Estes Park and just like,
oh my gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
So like within that class, there's different like modules that you get to pick for like your weekend in Estes Park.
Did you do the outdoor cooking one?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did the outdoor cooking one, and that one was awesome. You just made a bunch of food like over campfires, and we did some Dutch ovens where you like dig a hole and put essentially a crock pot under the ground and put coals on top. I also did a medicinal and edible plants.
I did that one. For a while after that, someone saw me trying to eat a dandelion because you can actually eat those. And I just got so many weird looks. My mom's like, Rachel, what are you doing? I'm like, taste it. It's not as bad as you think.
I ate a lot of juniper berries after that trip. I was, you know, whenever I would go hiking with my friends, I'm like, here, try one of these. Like, they taste kind of peppery. And they're like, you cannot eat those. I'm like, yes, you can. I know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And then what was the other one that I did? Outdoor cooking, medicinal edible plants. Wow, this is disappointing.
There's a chainsaw one.
I didn't do the chainsaw one, unfortunately.
That one filled up fast.
There was a fishing one. There was a snow skiing one. There was an archery one. There was a firearms one.
Archery. Oh, my God. Archery was so much fun.
I'm, like, thinking of all the ones I did except the one that I'm thinking of all of the ones that are offered except the one that I did.
I'm really bad at archery. I gave myself a big bruise on my arm because I didn't hold my arm right. And it was just like, whoopsh. And I just, like. Yeah, the string whacked my arm.
I would need like a child's bow. Like I would need the tiniest one they had.
Yeah, I had a bruise for a while there. It was bad, but fun.
Actually, when I was in Estes Park for FW111, like the trip that we took. There was a meteor shower that night. And so me and my friend Anna, we woke up at 4 in the morning. We left the lodge. We hiked up to a clearing that we like had scoped out the day before. We were like, all right, where are we watching this meteor shower? So we just like, we left the lodge 4 in the morning. We hiked up the mountain. There's this big clearing and we just laid down and watched the meteor shower. And I've never seen one before. It was in the mountains. No air pollution, obviously, unlike Fort Collins. And it was an experience. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And Anna is an awesome photographer, and she is really into astrophotography.
She got pictures?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Like, freaking amazing. Yeah. That was, you know, freshman year last year. So that was the moment that I was like, this is where I belong. Like, this is why I chose CSU. This moment right here. It was so validating and so, oh, my gosh. Like, it's an emotion, man.
It's moments like that. The last meteor shower I watched, I was actually in my watershed field practicum in New York camping, and a bunch of people were just up late, and we all decided to just go out onto the, you know, grass and just lay down with our sleeping bags out of our tent. Ignore the mosquitoes.
Yep.
And just watch this meteor shower. And it was the most amazing experience. Like, you just bond with these complete strangers. Mm-hmm. And then you become best friends afterwards. Nature in general just kind of ties everyone together. I've made so many good friends in this college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever I have, like, a new friend date or whatever, like, I'm just, like, getting together with somebody for the first time, I always say, like, let's just go hiking. Like, let's go to Horsetooth and let's go hiking.
Yeah.
Because that's how you get to know somebody. And if they don't like hiking, I probably can't be friends with them anyway.
Yeah. People who don't like hiking probably cannot be trusted.
They have an ultimatum.
Two more questions.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's one. What's your favorite tree?
Favorite tree? I like aspens, even though it's, like, questionable, like, what if they're a tree? Like, it's, like, what?
Some people call them a weed, and yeah. I would have to disagree strongly because aspens are beautiful, and they actually, the white stuff on aspens, if you rub your hand on them, it's SPF 5 sunscreen.
No way!
So for a pale person like me, I can just put that stuff on my face.
Nature's just, like, looking out for you at all times.
Exactly.
Wow. But, yeah, so aspen trees are my favorite just because it was actually last semester I drove up to Rocky Mountain for the first time and saw the aspens changing in the fall.
Oh my gosh.
It was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so aspen trees are probably my favorite just because, like, Colorado, mountains, yay.
Mine's a ponderosa pine.
Oh yeah?
They smell like cream soda. If you see, like, a big, huge ponderosa pine and it's, like, kind of leaking sap a little bit, if you go up to it and smell it, it smells like cream soda.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you have any plans for spring break?
Oh my gosh, yes, actually. I'm trying to make plans to go to Seattle.
Nice.
To see a friend.
That's awesome.
That's going to be fun. I really, it sounds so basic, but I want to go to the original Starbucks. I love coffee. And then, yeah, really want to go there.
Yeah, I definitely need to visit, like, Seattle or Portland because that's where I see myself, like, actually, like, living the rest of my life. Like, Pacific Northwest, like, never been there, but I think I want to live there forever. We'll see.
Plus, Seattle's, like, sort of close to, like, the Redwood Forest. I'd have to figure out how to get there, but
yeah, definitely with, like, speaking of spring break, my first plan for spring break was to go to Olympic National Park.
Oh my gosh.
But it would have just been, the weather would have been questionable, and I didn't want to have, like, a bad experience my first time, so.
Do you think you're ever going to go?
Definitely. Like, 100% yes. But yeah, so for spring break, I am going to California. We're going to stay in Long Beach for a couple days and just, like, see LA and see the city and things like that. But then we're going to drive up to Sequoia National Park and Kings Canyon National Park and stay there for a couple days.
Because
the most west I've ever been is Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the most west in the entire United States. So yeah, we're going to drive out to California and see a couple of the really awesome national parks there. Yeah. So I'm super excited.
I really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to California once and I was like 10, but we have a big redwood tree cookie in the Warner Building and it's super cool and magnificent. And if you're ever in the Warner Building, you should consider checking it out because it is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. It shows, like, the individual, like, rings, the years,
it's
and
so
like
old.
Important events that happened during that year. Yeah, it's crazy.
So we're almost out of time. So that's all we have for this episode of Tune Into Nature. So tune in next time for a talk.
On whatever we want to be about. Whatever guest we decide to have. If you have any feedbacks, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for this podcast, you can just email us at wcnr_recruitment@mail.colostate.edu.
Yeah, thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.